Hi there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Life question: can religion help when it comes to being right with God? You know, man has often been called a religious animal. In fact, the Encyclopedia of Religion and Ethics lists hundreds of ways in which men have tried to satisfy their religious longings and feelings. If you think about it, human beings have worshipped the sun, the moon, the stars, earth, fire, water. They've made idols of wood, stone, metal, fish, birds, animals. They've turned emperors into gods. They've worshipped sportsmen. They've worshipped pop stars. They have replaced God with so many things, whether it be sacrifices, ceremonies, sacraments, and services. Religion can never solve man's sin problem. We have sin. We've broken God's law. We need something more than just external practice and activity. Number one, religion can never satisfy God. You know, religion is man's attempt to be right with God. And the Bible puts it bluntly when it says that our righteousnesses, our righteous acts, are like filthy rags. God demands perfection. We can't deliver it. We need a saviour. That's why Jesus came to be our saviour, to pay for our sin. Religion cannot remove sin. It glosses over, it covers up, it attempts to make us feel better about ourselves. Your virtues can never cancel out your vices. You know, the good deeds we do can never eradicate the bad ones. You don't go to court as a result of committing a crime and then say, by the way, I've lived a good life in every other respect. Could that cancel out my deed? It doesn't work like that. The scripture says, not by works, in case anyone would boast. So religious activity and behaviour, confirmation, taking the sacraments, living a good life, doing good deeds, church going, baptism, all those things, praying, can never cancel our guilt. And thirdly, religion can never change our nature. You know, the Bible says we were born sinful, shapen in iniquity. The Bible asks the question, what can bring a pure thing out of something that's impure? And the answer is given, none. Now, we're not saying religion is bad in itself. We're not saying people who try to be religious are doing terrible things. We're saying it doesn't meet the need. It doesn't satisfy our great need of salvation. And so I point you to Jesus. He is the one who came. He's the only one who is completely righteous and pure and holy. He's the only one who paid in total the price for sin. And he can save you. The Bible says he came into the world to save sinners. The Bible says that his death is the righteous, meets the righteous requirements of God, so that you can be forgiven if you're prepared to repent of your sin and put your faith and trust in Jesus Christ. Well, that was really good of you to listen to our podcast today. We hope you found it interesting. You can contact me on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk, or you can get to us through our email, stepcar61@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening. Teaching truth without a twist through Seek the Truth Bible Media Podcast.